Pack your bags for a weekend of drama on the lake, because this week's Discovery fights for control of a charming inn. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Without a little bit of tension and conflict, even contemporary romances can fall flat. But in Sweet Lake, the first book in a new series by author Christine Nolfi, a hardworking businesswoman may face a little more than her share of conflict and family drama. The story introduces Linnie Wayfair, the manager of the historic Wayfair Inn in Sweet Lake, Ohio. 7 years ago, Linnie's older brother Freddie left for California with most of the family's funds. Since then, Linnie has fought to keep the family business afloat, with help from her two best friends and encouragement from the Sweet Lake Sirens, a group of older women who work behind the scenes to help their neighbors. And when Freddie unexpectedly returns to Sweet Lake, Linnie suddenly finds herself needing all the help she can get. Now, this first book in the new Sweet Lake series gets off to a rocky start. Linnie may be a hardworking character who's been making the most of a difficult situation, but readers may wonder how she's managed the inn for so long, since she appears to be completely incapable of making a decision. Even more frustrating than Linnie's insecurity, though, is her family's attitude. Freddie is spoiled and narcissistic, a B-movie filmmaker who owes his career to stolen money and video footage that he didn't have permission to release. But Linnie's parents might be the worst, because despite Linnie's hard work and dedication, they still intend to hand everything over to Freddie. The role of the Sweet Lake Sirens, too, seems unclear. But after a while, things start to come together. Linnie gradually begins to stand up for herself, and things at Sweet Lake begin to look more promising. But it isn't an exactly easygoing journey. But is it worth checking into this small-town inn? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. At least not yet. The end of Sweet Lake promises plenty of romance and small-town charm to come, but it gets off to a rather rough start. Only time will tell whether this new series is worth picking up. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Sweet Lake by Christine Nolfi is 340 hopeful but hesitant pages long and is available from Lake Union Publishing. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.